What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the War Room. We are live for the first time ever in the new and first official War Room podcast studio. I'm your host, Jared Cornelius. Joining me tonight for what has been the first War Room in what seems like the last month. I believe it's been a couple weeks. Trevor Truitt's here. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty fucking good. It's good to be in the new spot. It's good to be in the own room. We're in our own little fucking room here. We got all the shit hooked up. We got a fucking couch for fucking free.
What?
We got...
Don't leave me hanging. I hate whenever I send people up.
I know, but listen, I was more concerned about the music that's still going over.
Well, I know. I'm letting it play until the intro's over for officially. There we go. I guess Trevor can't focus. Go ahead.
I'm autistic.
Yeah, you are very artistic.
No, but it's good. It's good to be in the new house, in the new spot, its own place. You got everything fucking you need here. We've got some ideas what we're gonna do here. We're not recording tonight, filming, because we got a fucking window in the background. We got to get that cleared up, but we're gonna get that fixed. All right,
it's gonna be great. It's gonna be probably the best.
I don't want anybody looking at my windows. It's an invasion of privacy, much like the invasion on our southern borders.
Yes, so I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm as I am, and we'll start off tonight with. Officially, Milwaukee, literally as we start this podcast, Milwaukee goes down in a, I wouldn't say hard-fought series. Pretty surprising considering that the, acquiring Damian Lillard seemed to have put them in one of the favorites for the title contention. But now they are out of the first round, and a dangerous and confident Indiana Pacers team moves on to face the winner of the Knicks and the... Sixers. So, we've got the NBA playoff war room playoff series going on right now. Trevor, you got any updates for how it's looking now that the Pacers and Bucks game is over?
Let's see here. The last scores we had here were...
Honestly, the Pacers winning might have helped me out against Luke because I'm pretty sure he doubled down on the Bucks and they lost. Unless I doubled down.
Let's see, you... picked Bucks and six, but you didn't double down.
Okay, what did
he
Luke
doubled
pick?
Down.
Yeah.
I think I just picked Pacers outright. Yeah, picked Pacers outright. Ooh. So, he was... That'll put you guys tied again, because he'll lose 15 points.
Oh.
And he'll put you at 105-105, and then that'll move me up to 100.
Did he take the Knicks or the Sixers?
He took the Knicks.
Double down?
Yep.
Did I double down?
No.
How many games did he say?
7. Yeah.
Damn it. That's okay.
So he'll, that one, you just
he'll put
like,
me up 10. He'll put
it's
up,
almost
he'll
like
up 10.
See, sometimes that's what's great about this thing is like.
But if the Knicks lose,
yeah,
that'll
see,
actually
it's like,
help.
It's like you're literally like once that happens, then it's like fuck. I need that team that I picked to win to lose,
dude. Honestly, like, that might be okay. So I need to be rooting for the 76ers now that me and him are tied. Okay, come on, Embiid. But anyway, Trevor, it's been so long since we've been together, and I gotta say I've missed you. But.
Feels good.
You got any, I haven't talked to you in a while, so like, what's been going on the last couple weeks? Like, what you been up to?
Oh, man. I think the only thing I really even done of substantial would be going to the fucking, Fort Gibson fucking bicentennial fucking concert thing. It was pretty cool.
I guess.
It was cool for Fort Gibson. It was weird to be like... in a field, you felt like you were at a festival kind of thing, but like you're in your hometown. It was fucking weird. And there were shuttles all around Fort Gibson, which is just weird. Like it was like they tried to bring the city to the fucking, like they tried to bring like the Tulsa is the city to the fucking
Trevor,
Fort Gibson.
You people can't see him because we're not filming, but he's wearing cut off jean shorts now. And a checkered shirt that's cut off at the sleeves where the shoulders start. Yeah, he's getting mad. They're bringing the cities to the door town, sons of bitches.
But no, I don't know. It just felt weird. But it was cool.
How much do you think Fort Gibson, the towns or the cities, or whatever town council, the Illuminati of town? How much do you think they spent getting a fucking Stony LaRue there?
I don't know, because apparently they had a vote. And the other option, I think there was three options. I can't remember one of them was, but one of them, I can't believe that they didn't vote for this, was Muscadine Bloodline. And I was like, how do we, I mean, like, Stony LaRue's pretty cool, but like, how do we not pick Muscadine Bloodline? Like, they're...
So are they like bigger than him?
Yeah. And they're newer. They're like, Stony LaRue is
like... Well, that's
why
you like him. You like all that bullshit.
No,
that
but this one's stuff. Actually, this one's actually a good one. I think you
would
enjoy.
Well, it's Friday.
Him. No, 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 no.
Getting tore.
That's a good song. But
I know that. But.
But anyway, no, so it was pretty cool. So we had that happen, you know, fucking...
Caitlin Ass was there.
Yeah. Oh, Caitlin Ass, boy.
Oh, Caitlin Butts.
Fucking, So, I mean, it was cool. Fucking next time... Well, I guess not next time, because it'd be, what, fucking... Probably 50 more years before they do another one.
Well, maybe they'll be like, hey, we made a lot of money doing this. Maybe
do it every year.
Maybe we can turn this into a festival. I mean, they got a pretty...
They got a huge fucking place to do it out there.
Was it a pretty good-sized crowd?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So, but the thing is, though, you can't get people like... I mean, like, that's the town of Fort Gibson. It's not... Like, I don't know if people are going to come from all over to see that unless they get some pretty serious... people there, but like, is the town of Fort Gibson gonna do that if it's not like kid friendly or whatever?
I don't know. I mean, there was they were drinking there, so I mean,
a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you know how much dirt
and the beer wasn't
were...
terrible. Like, price.
So what happened?
Price wise,
so
it wasn't
they
like
were, they were poisoning everybody there at this thing.
I don't know.
This sounds too good to be true. Like, that would definitely go down as the coolest thing that would have went that happened while I was there.
I mean, yeah, it was definitely weird. Like, it was weird having, and like, I don't know. I mean, and next time, or if I would have known before, I had a fucking beer that I was like, because we like walked down to the old Harps, got on a fucking bus and fucking rode it there. And me and Thor had beers we were drinking on the way down there. So first of all, it felt weird. Like, I felt like a Fort Gibson bum. I'm walking around the town at night drinking a fucking beer.
A Fort Gibson bum. That's fucked up.
So that's what I felt like. So then I had another one that, because I drank one all the way down there, and I had another one, and I put it in my fucking lawn chair bag that I had.
And, open?
No, it was closed. So, but then we got in there, and they just had me put the chair down, and they, you know, wand you to make sure you don't have any fucking thing on you, and you go in there. But I just grabbed my fucking chair because I thought it was a chair. Went in there, boop, popped that beer open, and I was like, man, if I had fucking known they weren't going to check it, I'd have put like 12 in here.
Oh, my God. Yeah, then the chair be fucking 25 pounds. Be like, this is a heavy chair.
Well, they
sir.
Didn't pick it up.
Oh.
I put it down beside me, and then they wanted me, and then I picked it back up, and they were good to go.
Oh. Well, yeah, now the only evidence there is this podcast.
That's
and
it.
The fact that everybody in that town knows you.
That's it. I'm sure there's other people doing it too, because it was very easy. But, yeah, I mean, also, I thought it was kind of like, it's a celebration too. Like, I feel like everything in the fucking town should be cheaper. Like, you know?
I mean, you know, it would be cool if they started doing something like that. I mean, like, they've turned that Medicine Stone festival thing in Tahlequah that turned
yeah.
out to be, it's not called Medicine Stone anymore, yeah. Is it? What is it called? Diamond Day? No, that's
I
not.
I can't remember what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
It's something like that. It's like Big Gay Al's Extravaganza.
Well, then they
something.
Have the river. They have a river festival too. It's usually pretty good.
What, dude? I remember like one time. I remember pitching an idea when I was hammered at a bar that we were playing at, and the idea was. Like a festival that's floating down the river.
That'd be awesome.
Like yeah, but like the stages, like you, if you want, like it's like a parade.
You hit a fucking giant tree in the.
You float alongside the floats that have the fucking bands on them.
Like a one band per
like
float.
It's a barge.
One band per float.
No, it's like. Whoever's turn it is, they're playing. It's
so
one
is it
stage.
Different floats? Like is it drums
there's
on one
three
float?
Stage floats.
What if they get can, separated?
They do. They're in different parts.
Down there. Like you can't even.
Yeah, think Coachella, but on the river. You ride boats next to the floats. That's what you do. That sounds fun.
It sounds hard.
Until, like, imagine being in the Illinois River. There's some parts where the water's, like, this fucking, like, shallow, and you have to get out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be an issue. But I think that would be fun. Or you just have the stages floating in the water, and you can sit on the banks and watch.
Yeah, it's like a NASCAR. You're waiting for it to come by. Hey, there he is! Like, yeah. Every time they come by, like,
ah! No, I'm saying they're staying where they are. They're not just going down constantly.
Okay, I thought you were saying
you see him for 30 seconds. You see him for 30 seconds.
Everybody's just looking out for him.
They're selling passes for it. Like, all right, if you start at the front, you get to see whoever's opening. So you want to buy a pass for the end. By the time the headliner's on, and imagine there's little boats that the other bands are having to keep up with the barge.
Hear him coming, you're like, oh shit,
dude. Imagine, like, the band that's up next is, like, paddling behind because they have to get on stage after the band gets off. That'd be, you know, you work out the kinks. It's kind of like planes. They sucked and then they got good. Yeah, maybe we have to find a bigger river. Maybe we do it on the Arkansas River.
Maybe just an enclosed area where you know what's in the water exactly.
No, you can float alongside. Dude,
it's like the Lazy River, but it's just a band.
Dude, here's the thing. You could use the Arkansas River.
Sure.
Yeah, you can. Barges use it. Yeah, so why
what
not?
If they get off? Yeah, what if a fucking boat's coming through in the middle of a concert? Then fucking... Then you got, like, fucking
Whiskey Myers is
200 people also floating behind the band too, I'm sure.
And little inflatable rafts.
Yeah.
Imagine floating the Arkansas River. Like, you
that would be scary.
But that's what you're doing. You're everybody's tied to the boat. Like, they're tied off on, like, 200 feet of rope. Your tee, just clip it on. Easy to clip off if shit gets hairy. You just follow this barge that's playing and it's spinning around 360, so that everybody can see it. The band, I mean.
They just have to, like, you know, make sure there's no travel through the fucking Arkansas River.
Yes, and hey, also I wouldn't recommend anybody get on inflatable tubes in the water. I wouldn't swim in the water. You could probably just dress like you're going to the store instead of dressing up like you're going to the beach. The Arkansas River is not exactly, Siesta Key in Sarasota, Florida. You know what I mean? It's fucking... It is what it is. It's the Arkansas River. It's as brown as fucking an asshole. I don't know how else... it's not the best looking river.
It's as brown as an asshole, boys.
But imagine how many people you could fit bank to bank. Listen, you tie it off. It doesn't keep floating. It's floating. It's staying still.
See, I like the idea that it's you can just float around.
But then there's a dam on both ends. I'm pretty sure.
Close the gates.
All right, let's turn around.
Then they gotta go the other way, and then they gotta swim away from the band.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that'd be fucking hilarious. A lot of people probably die. A lot of death.
I mean, until they figure out how to do it better. How do you not dunk that? You're 7 foot.
I know.
Sorry, everybody. We're watching the Knicks and Sixers game, and now that I'm rooting for the Sixers, they're getting their ass kicked. Yeah, but you know what? I'm pretty sure there's, like, this stat that the Knicks haven't closed out a series, which they're not in New York, but they haven't closed out a series in New York in, like, years.
Telling you, the Knicks are always like, you're always waiting for them to fuck up. Like, when
they're kind of like the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're kind of like, but
they just
so
don't get the amount of hype or like, oh, the Knicks this year.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Knicks, think about it. If they would have won that championship in the 90s, they'd be almost like the Dallas Cowboys adjacent.
Yeah.
They haven't been to a conference final since 2000. And they haven't won a championship since 73. The Cowboys won some championships in the 70s, but they won three in the 90s. I don't know what I'm talking about. These are just facts.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense because they're a fucking destination to be at. You know, a top destination
New York?
To be at. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're run by a bunch of fucking idiots.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm just as far as like...
They banned Charles Oakley.
Everybody like wants to go play for the Knicks in New York and
no.
all that shit.
I honestly, this might be the best squad I've seen him had in 10 years since Carmelo.
Oh, for sure.
Amari,
since Carmelo.
And
JR. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and that team didn't do anything, which is bullshit.
I mean, yeah, because that's the Heat and the Celtics were in their way.
Jesus, buddy. Woo! My God, he just knew that was going in. Fuck.
What's his name? Dominic DiVincenzo. Fucking redhead Italian. That's a shame.
It's a shame. Yeah, buddy. Ooh. Nice fucking answer.
I could shoot that bad. You know, every time I see somebody go 0-for... in one of these games, I'm like, dude, I could do that.
Dude, fucking Russell Westbrook's been 4-for-32 the past...
Shut up.
4 fucking games.
Are you
yeah.
serious? What yeah. is he doing? Just like closing his eyes and throwing it with one arm?
Trying to do those fucking pop-up threes that don't work anymore.
Is he like trying to hump it into the fucking... into the net? Like he's like dropping it and like fucking crotch-rocking it in? That would hurt.
Yeah, that would hurt. That'd be more
I mean, what is he doing? Shooting from half court? Like, what is he, launching it? How do you do that? I could get paid to go 4-for-32.
I know.
That's like when...
In four games.
That's literally sounds like the stat line from like one of Kevin Durant's games in the movie Thunderstruck, which is a horrible movie. And it was
yeah,
not good. But it was nice for Oklahoma, I will say. Based in Oklahoma City, the Thunder, Kevin Durant, big star. He was
My
a big
God,
star for us.
Taking it to him right
Who
now.
Who the fuck are those two, Jim?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude, the Knicks ain't fucking around. They're gonna close it out here in Philly. Look how many Knicks fans are there.
That is a lot of fucking fans. A lot of Knicks fans, boys.
Yeah, but you know, being here in the new studio, Trevor and I were in there talking. There's a lot more possibilities now. We've got a lot of big plans for the future here, and one thing is trying to get more guests to come on the podcast on the weekends, and you know, again, if you're out there listening and you ever want to be on, hit us up. We'll gladly obviously we'd like to talk to you to make sure you're not a a delinquent or underage.
We want to run a 5-minute test podcast on you, just to see what's going on.
At least shoot the shit with you. And then, me and Trevor look at each other and give each other a look, which is me doing the cut in my throat sign. And then that means we're getting rid of you. Thumbs up means you're good. It's not hidden. It's pretty blatant what I'm doing.
What the fuck is this commercial we're looking at right now? Stupid ass looking suits.
Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, that's 2003 right there. 2003, 5 years old. I remember riding in the back of my mom's car, listening to 104.5. And when they were still playing good alternative rock music on there. And I don't know why the song Blurry by Puddle of Mud. Listen, if you're out there listening and you're like, why the fuck is this guy? Shut up. If you're out there listening, don't fucking sing that song.
It's a good song.
I understand, but you don't sing it. But if anybody out there wondering, why the fuck is this guy talking about being 5 years old riding in the back of his mom's car? And the point is, what I'm getting at...
I'm going to connect all these dots.
I'm going to connect these dots. I actually did have a point because I know people are out there going, what the fuck is this guy talking about? But that song, Blurry by Puddle of Mud, when I was 5 years old, you could have told me it was fucking Beethoven's 8th Symphony and I would have believed you. That's where my music taste was at in 5. I heard that song and I was taken to another world. Everything's so blurry. And the way the guitar's on. Hearing all that, just almost falling asleep in the backseat. Dude, it's like fucking hearing Pink Floyd for the first time. It's like smoking weed for the first time. That's the point of the...
I can't even remember the first time I ever smoked weed.
It was, yeah, well, that was me, 5 years old. My mom's in the backseat of my mom's car listening to Puddle of Mud. That's when I smoked weed for the first time. That's not what I was getting at there.
You started this off with guests.
It's just, yeah, I know.
You want to be a fucking guest on the podcast?
We'll talk about riveting subjects such as Puddle of Mud.
Maybe I'm the one.
Listen, I've been moving for the last fucking 2 weeks. I can't fuck. I have, like, dude, I use, like, you know those video games? I'm talking to you directly, podcast listener. You know those fucking video games where you get, like, energy bars, stamina bars, health. Oh, and Bean's off the court. He's giving up. He's like, fuck that's this it. Shit. Yeah, he's at her. You know, when you get those energy bars, well, I'm pretty sure I used up my entire energy meter this last weekend moving, and it's just, like, low right now. And then I had to go to work all fucking week, which luckily it's kind of gone by pretty quick, but, dude, it's just, like, moving is so fucking stressful, and it is so, like, tedious, and it's just, like, you think, like, in your mind, when you before you start, you're like, oh, this is going to be fine. I mean, we don't have that much shit. And then, like, you're on your sixth fucking load. You're just like, come on. It's one of the most grueling fucking things ever. Like, you're excited about going to a new place and getting into a bigger, you know, whatever, if you're upgrading, which we did. You're excited about that. But unfortunately, unlike Samantha from Bewitched, I can't just wiggle my nose in the house. I can't just do that. I can't just do, like, sex magic and masturbate onto a pile of paper. And, like, I can't just do that and all my problems be solved. I wish I had those skills, but I can't. So, you know, I need you to give me some grace here. I'm not exactly in my Johnny Carson moment right now because it's, yeah, and I decided to mow my fucking acre lot with a push mower.
Dude, he needs to stop shooting the fucking ball. He sucks.
I know. You need to start listening to me while I'm talking because, like, that's an air ball. You need to start. And I need to start paying attention to my own conversation to myself. Then maybe this isn't a good thing because now we're just watching basketball and interrupting the podcast. I'm just saying. Okay. Trevor's got it made. All right. He moved a couple years ago and he hasn't had to do it since. So fuck him.
It is, but it's like I said, every time you get a bigger house, you're going to fill it up with more shit, and the next time you move, it's fucking...
Yep, a lot more.
Like, getting this couch out of this is going to be a fucking chore, because getting this couch in here was insane. Like,
it might go through that window.
Yeah,
right,
like I said, I think I might just cut it in half and take it out, because literally we had to fucking cockeye it up. Fucking took about 15 minutes.
Yeah, if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have been able to do it. Trevor was no help at all.
Well, I didn't want to fuck up his door.
I don't think it's going to fit.
I was like, I didn't want to fuck up your door.
It's not going to fit. He sounded like a fucking 5'5" woman, you know? God, I'm not even going to finish that. I'm not going to finish that. I'm not even going to finish that.
Like a 5 foot woman.
You fucking tiny woman. Tiny holes.
Touch spaces.
Fucking tiny holes.
Look at me, tiny holes.
So, here's a random question. Trevor, has there ever been a time where you ate something super spicy? So, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Because I want to know, because I was on the subject of hot wings earlier. I wasn't. But I wanted to ask you, what's the hottest thing you've ever eaten? Like, the spiciest thing you've ever eaten?
Like, food or just sauce?
Just, what does it matter? The spiciest thing?
The spiciest thing I've ever had is that fucking 30 million skull or whatever it is. I think
Scoville.
It's 3 million skull.
It would be way more than that.
It was like a little fucking dot. It had like Carolina Reapers in it and it had fucking ghost peppers and had fucking everything in it. It was literally the hottest fucking. It literally had 24 hours effects on me. Like, that's how
okay.
hot it was.
So take us through. I want to know. So,
well, me and your father, when he was living with me.
And listen, everybody, my dad living with Trevor is a long story, okay?
It is. Yeah, it was a good time, though. We enjoyed it. It was a good time. But it's when he was living with me, and I went to a different store in fucking Springfield. It was close to fucking Branson. No, it was in Branson, I think, or somewhere close to it. So I went to Branson after I got fucking done, and they had this fucking hot sauce place, and I go in there. It's like this little fucking outlet hot sauce store, and I saw that, and I was like, shit. I was like, I think I'm gonna get that just so we could, because we were all, at this point, we were trying fucking just hot shit. Like, your fucking brother would bring home some like super hot sauce, and we'd try, and it'd be fucking hot, and it'd be like, but it'd be like, it would be gone in like 30 minutes kind of thing. Didn't lingered. So I go in there, and I'm like looking at this, and it's like literally a black eyedropper looking bottle. And it was like, you had to like sign a fucking waiver that you bought it.
Are you serious? Buy
it. Yeah, that's how fucking hot it was. And I was like, okay.
So I take it home. Did it say anything else? Like, beware.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it had all the fucking things in it. It's like, not recommended, blah, 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 blah.
Why sell it then if they don't recommend you eating it? What is it for? So, killing ants? Are you supposed to drop it on ants?
Oh, it'd fucking take them out real quick.
Oh, yeah. What if they start picking it up and taking it back to the hive and it like sets on fire?
Oh my god.
Imagine the shits they'd have the next day.
Oh my god.
Continue.
But so I go in there and I get it and I take it home and I tell your dad, I'm like, hey, I got this fucking hot sauce for us to try. He's like, all right. And one day we were just fucking, I mean, we were just, it was great because whenever Reagan, when I didn't have Reagan, or when I had her like half the time, the days I didn't have her, like we would just fucking party. That's all we'd just fucking party. We'd fucking smoke and drink and fucking just have a good time every fucking, just about every other night. Cause like, you know, we take a little break every now and then. But, so I got home, we were like fucking super high, and I was like, hey, I got that fucking hot sauce, let's just try. And he's like, all right. So he fucking puts it on some bread, like two pieces of bread. And, like he put a lot more on there than I thought he was going to. Like it was like a good fucking, I don't know, it was about the size of an Oreo fucking cookie, a drop in there of that hot sauce.
Oh my god, on just white bread?
Yeah, and I didn't know he'd put it in there, and like it'd been sitting there for like 10 minutes, so it like soaked up into the fucking bread, and he's like, hey, we gotta go fucking try that, so all right. And your mom's like, your mom has a fucking video of it somewhere, and we try it, or fucking woof it down, because like I can feel it already get in my mouth, and I feel it starting to get hot, and then I'm like, I gotta swallow this before I fucking can't.
That's a good idea. It's yeah. Getting it inside your throat.
So, I fucking woof it down, we both look at each other, and we're like, that's fucking hot! And I was immediately like, it literally felt like someone took my tongue and put it on the stove. Like, it literally felt like somebody just took my tongue, put it on the stove. And it was me like, and the whole time I'm just walking around going, and we had a gallon of milk, and we literally put down a gallon of milk within like 5 minutes.
Did you throw up?
Yeah.
Did you both throw up?
Oh, listen, it got, the worst thing ever was not even going in my body. It was me throwing it up because I immediately like ran to the bathroom, and your dad like laid down. At one point, he thought he was gonna have to have your mom. He thought he was gonna have to tell your mom to take him to the hospital. That's how hot it was. He literally thought he was gonna have to ask her to fucking go to the hospital. And so I go in the bathroom, and I'm like, bro, like I've gotta. And this is like an hour after, and I'm like, I've gotta like throw this up because I think that's the only way I'm gonna get better. So I go throw it up, and I literally felt like a dragon because my entire face was so steaming. It was so hot that my nose, I put my nose in a bowl of milk because it was so hot to cool it off. It was fucking terrible. So I fucking just, and then I remember the next day, like I like texted my assistant and I was like, hey, I'm going to have to swap days with you. Like I need tomorrow off because I was fucked, and I never do that. So it was fucking bad.
So how bad were the shits?
Oh, and then the next day those came out, and literally I remember just like sitting on the toilet and like fucking, you know, just grabbing the sides and arching my back, just because like you wanted it to come out, but it was like every time it did, my shit was so hot when it splashed and hit my ass, it burned. That's how hot it was.
Dog, I never thought to ask, but dude, just like, how bad was it? Because it's not coming out in like big P. It never is. It's always it's just
fucking,
like,
yeah, it's the old. The splatter platter, man. It was fucking.
It's like you're shitting like a deer.
Yeah, and everything just going everywhere. It's like acid rain in your asshole. My God.
And it's like, it's not just one time. It might be like the whole day.
Oh, yeah. And you got to shit more. Then your fucking asshole's just wore out from taking a beating. Like,
please. No more. I can't. That's what your asshole is saying. No more.
So, like, literally until the next 24 hours later.
Did Dad mention anything about that?
Oh, yeah.
I bet his was really bad. He was probably groaning. Like,
I wish he would fucking... I wish the fucker was up. We could call him right now and tell him to fucking tell us his side of the story.
Well, let's try it. Let's give him the old dial here. Well, here, I got my phone here. I'll call him.
Yeah. Yeah, we just get his quick side. Because, I mean, it was... Like I said, it was fucking... Like, it was so bad. Like, normally, after I try hot stuff and I know it's hot and it burned, I want somebody else to try it. But I literally have it in my fridge still, and I don't want anybody else to try it just because it'll fucking be terrible for them for the fucking... Fucking... next 24 hours. Is he gonna answer? I don't think he's gonna answer. He might, though.
Man, we'll see.
It's unprompted, so maybe he will.
Hello?
Hey, Dad, what you doing?
Just watching a movie, like, getting ready to lay down, or getting ready to go to sleep. Wow, what's up?
Okay, listen, do you have a couple minutes?
Like, yeah, go ahead, what you got?
Okay, so we're on the podcast now, and Trevor was just telling the story of the time that you and him tried that hot sauce. You know, the really bad stuff. So listen, what I want to ask you is, because we got Trevor's side of the story, can you tell us about how it was coming back out? Like, what were the shits like after, like, you ate that? Like, what was it like?
Well, the first thing I did was I threw up.
Oh, I can't remember if you did or not either.
I threw up the half gallon of fucking milk that I drank. And that was a large curd cottage cheese coming back out.
Was it hot? Like, was it spicy?
Oh yeah, no. I mean, every like my fucking esophagus, my fucking nose,
yeah,
everything was on fire.
That's why I told him. I said I put my nose in a bowl of milk to try to fucking to cool it down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
You have a video of it. She has a video of it somewhere.
I do.
Yeah.
Because I remember at one point you saying you thought you were going to have to tell Angie to take you to the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt like pure shit. The thing you're not supposed to do is throw up.
Yeah.
When you threw up.
Oh God!
So the next day, whenever you had to shit, how bad was it?
The only way I can equate it to is sitting on a fucking candle that's lit.
I told him that it was so bad. Like when my shit hit the water and bounced up, the water burned my ass.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was sitting there and I was like kind of on the balls of my feet and my legs were shaking.
Yes! And with the arch back up and down, you fucking you look like a fucking old man trying to get up off the fucking seat with the fucking bars.
I didn't want to release any yeah! shit,
but you had to.
Yeah.
Did y'all not think of that before you fucking ate all this hot sauce?
I'm telling you, the amount that he put on the bread was terrible. It was so much.
Because I was drunk.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We let it sit there for like 10 minutes before we tried it.
It's like you were thinking it was jelly. Like,
oh my God. And it just soaked into the bread.
It was on the balls.
It was sourdough bread, and I just wanted to put a little on there, and I guess I saturated the fucking piece of bread.
Dude, I remember immediately just being like, "Oh,
oh no!" I mean, your mouth started chewing it. Right now.
That's why I said I had to swallow it. I said I had to swallow it so quick because I knew I wasn't going to be able to if I didn't. Like
within 4 seconds of swallowing, get the hiccup started.
Yeah.
And then
the brainiacs of drinking a whole gallon of milk. In 5 minutes.
Yeah, after all the fucking beer we drank and then drank a half gallon of milk. Oh yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. Was that in April 2022? Yeah, I think so.
You know, I could, because I've definitely had my fair share of eating a bunch of spicy wings and then dealing with it the next day. And there's always a moment where you've just been there so long, and you're like, when you said you don't want it to come out, but you had asked to, there always comes a moment whenever I like just say fuck it, and I'm just like, and I just let it rip, and then it literally feels like it's ripping, like it's fucking shoving a knife in there.
Yeah.
Which this is just great podcast material. But it definitely is like tickling my fucking fancy right here. This is hilarious.
You know you're in for a fucking a fight for your life when your shins are fucking sweating. Okay?
I remember like switching my day off the next day because I was like, yeah, I'm not going to work. Like, it's not happening.
And you know, there's no way it had to have like. And the thing is, I can't imagine it not making you have to shit.
I don't know. You could feel it
wherever it was in your body. It was like a warm liquid. Like, you could feel where it was. That's how hot it was. The heat it was putting off.
The fact that Conan did what he did on that fucking show. I mean, he's an monster, because I couldn't do it.
He said he got asked that on his podcast about what it was like the next day, and he said, oh, well, I went to a construction site and I did a bunch of spot welding for guys, and I made about 65 rivets. and he said people drove by and it looked like, hey, it's Conan O'Brien, an ass coming in, fire coming out of his ass. Yeah, but, well, I know you guys have got busier and you guys got better things to do than recollect on the past there. But thank you, guys. Thank you for answering, and we'll talk to you guys later. I love you, Dad. Love you, Mom.
Love you, ma'am.
Love you.
All right. Well, thank you guys for. I guess you guys didn't call in. I called y'all. But thanks, you guys, for being on the podcast. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. See you later, Trader.
All right. Love you. What'd she say?
I said, see you later, Trevor.
Okay.
Deuces, good night.
All right, good night. All right, that was just a delight right there. I don't know why I wanted to know that so bad. Being on the balls of my feet, like, shaking.
And I'm sure... And I'm sure knowing that bathroom that it was in, I remember that shitty fucking door it had. It was like a closet fucking door that you can never close. Yeah. And fucking, yeah, I'm sure he was like trying to fucking close it like 3 times after it wouldn't.
I'm not gonna lie, I hated shitting in there.
I hated the door because like you just had to fucking latch the fucking shit and everything.
Yeah, no, that was... That house was awesome. A lot of good times, but good lord, that bathroom door.
Oh yeah.
Then like you're wasting your time asking the guy that was the landlord to fix
to bring the electrician, or you know, the same guy.
His cousin named electrician. It's his name.
I'm gonna go to the plumber. And
this is my cousin plumber.
And then the same guy shows up.
Dude, this guy that just started working with us, he was telling me a story the other day. And dude, this guy was a pest control guy, so he got called to spray for roaches and indoor shit like that. He got called to this house that this landlord was needing sprayed for roaches because you know, he was having tenants move in pretty soon. So he said he showed up, and this fucking, which I would love to have him on and just have him tell these stories, because like they're fucking hilarious, and they'll also make your skin crawl. Because of, like, some of the stuff that he talks about, and he'll even talk about some of the restaurants you've definitely eaten at before. Like, you're... But,
Fuck.
But, he said that, Oh, fuck. What was it? Which one was it? He showed up to this house his landlord wanted to rent out. And he said that whenever he walked in, he looked up in the ceiling, and there's a hole the size of probably the TV. Like, you can see straight through the roof.
What?
Like, the outside. Like, you can see the sky.
What? Yeah, I wonder why there's pest.
That's what he said. He told the guy, you don't need pest control.
You need a fucking roof.
You need to hire a roof.
The guy lived what? Like, how does that even happen?
He said, he's like, okay, well. And he also said there was roaches everywhere.
I'm sure they had a one-way ticket right there. It's like... There's like us not protecting the border.
There are roaches everywhere, he said. And he's like, all right, well, this is going to take me a couple weeks to get this ready. And he's like, oh, no, they're moving in. He
still wanted him to do it while the fucking...
They're moving in 2 days. And he's like, two days.
Is this the same place? Yeah. It's the same place that had a hole in the roof?
Yeah.
And people were moving in? What?
I'll tell you, we gotta have him on. We gotta have this guy on. This is just one of this. But he said, he told the guy, so he's like, listen, you don't need pest control. You need a roofer. And he's like, no, it's okay. Well, they're wanting to move in 2 days. And he's like, 2 days? Are you fucking crazy? There's a fucking hole in the fucking roof. He's like, what are you talking about?
What? There's obviously no lease. It's like,
he said,
no deposit.
He asked, how much are you charging a month? He's like, $400 a month.
Why not, I don't know, put a roof in it and charge $1,000?
Oh, well, apparently he did pest control for a lot of slumlords. And like, yeah, he said there's fucking a huge...
They're just gonna like move
he
into...
He said, well, technically, well, listen, I might be actually underselling it by saying it's the size of my 60-inch TV. He actually said it was like a hole that you could drive a car through. In the roof, like, you can see him in the ceiling.
House not like the house ruined because like a brain.
He said it was like a shitty house.
Yeah, I can imagine. Fucking have a fucking car inside a fucking hole. I'd be like, just like this not being a window behind us, like nothing there.
Just an open hole.
Yeah, just a hole. Oh, okay.
Like I asked him, like, what are they supposed to do when it rains?
Exactly.
Or it snows. There's just snow build up in your house.
I don't know about you, but if I had a hole in my house, I think I'd probably, you know, do whatever I had to do to get it fixed pretty quick.
Well, dude, imagine being told you have 2 days to get the house livable.
With the hole. Like, it's not going to be able to. Why not? Because it's fucking right there. I can't.
I would love. He's told me some pretty fucking crazy stories, especially some of the ones about bed bugs are insane. But, yeah, dude. Imagine. But he said that the guy said. And apparently this is, like, pretty prevalent because, like, he said that he likes. This dude says he rents out to only Hispanic people. And he says, listen, don't worry about the hole. Whoever I rent to will probably fix it themselves. And he said, sure enough, he showed back up to spray it, and the hole was gone. Those people moved in 2 days, and they had that fucking hole fixed.
I mean, I guess it is kind of like you give them a low rent, but then they're like, hey, we fixing it up to live in here.
I still think $400 is too much for a house with a hole in the roof.
I guess it depends on how much it costs to fix it, how much work.
Well, it's
did.
Definitely going to cost more than $400. So, I mean, like, if you, you know, you're definitely paying more to have.
Well, it depends, though. If he fucking just fixed it himself, you know, put some plywood.
Well, that's
over
how
it.
This guy's making a shit ton of money. He doesn't do any repairs to the house. He doesn't have it cleaned. He rents it as is what the guy said. It's renting as is. Imagine being told that. Like, you show up.
I mean, I guess so. But like I said, if you're only paying $400 compared to what you'd be paying, what?
Dude, I paid $450 at my apartment in Fort Gibson.
Yeah, but that was fucking when?
4 years ago?
But since then, it's gone up a lot.
Okay, fucking Hunter Biden.
I mean, it has.
I'm just saying, $400, that's too much. I paid $450 and I had like an apartment with running water and a roof and the door locked. I just feel like that should, I don't know. I think renting a house is kind of bad
thinking
practice.
Thinking that you need pest control when it's like, I got a real fucking, why does he care about pests? Also, he doesn't give I don't know what's worse and what's actually worse. If you were more like, I don't give a shit about the pests, like they can fix it kind of thing, or like, I don't give a shit about the roof. That's actually probably having a lot to do with the pest in the fucking house that have a fucking black hole to fucking go into the fucking house. Like, I'm surprised it didn't look like fucking Ace Ventura Pet Detective in there. Fucking opening the door and you got fucking... fucking...
They were birds. He said they were birds.
I bet! There'll be fucking bird nests in the fucking corner of every house.
Dude, he told, and I think
look like fucking Jumanji. And
I think I've got this guy figured out because he doesn't trust a lot of places that he eats at because he's sprayed a lot of them.
Yeah,
so he sees what it looks like behind the scenes. He told me that. It's hilarious. It's his story. We've got to get him on, but like. He told me that he ate at Ron's, or at one of the Ron's, mm-hmm. cheeseburger.
Ron's chilies. Good, too, damn
it. He told me that he went there. He told me that he used to eat there all the time, and he loved it, and he said he went to spray the back. And he said he walked in there, and it was like Gordon Ramsay. I've eaten here.
You're like going into the fucking freezer. Ah, what the bloody fuck?
Hey, how fucked up is that? You've been eating at a place a long time, and you show up and you see what it looks like where the food's coming from, and you're like, I'm eating from this. I've eaten from here. Oh. Oh my god, I don't know why that's so funny to me. Like, you just go, like, now, because I'm not gonna lie, it's fucked with me. Like, do you ever think about, like, where you're eating from? I know, because listen, and let's go ahead and get this out of the way before we talk about it. Magic Walk excluded.
Yeah.
Where's the grossest place you've eaten at? Because I already got a fucking answer right now. I mean, I've got like a top five, but I know.
I will say that before they remodeled it, Golden Corral was pretty bad at times. Where you had the fucking
which one? The one in Muskogee?
Yeah, the fucking drug addicts fucking over here doing Cermix a lot on the fucking silverware. She was fucking like literally just like wax on, wax off with the silverware. One time I was like, "What the fuck is she doing?"
I remember we had a server there. This guy was so cracked that his jaw was about to fall off. I was like, he was T-Rexing his arms and shit, walking around fucking looking like he needed a drink of water.
You know, it was really good, but Paul's Diner was a little bit of a fucking...
Well, couldn't you smoke in there?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I ate in there one time, and the food was, like, really good, so...
Oh, the food's great. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but as far as, like, it's one of those, like, you look around, like, what the fuck? Like, this place is, like, fucking...
Dude.
There's shit everywhere.
I remember, so when Cam Hunter and I... went to Florida. We left from Muldrow at 2 in the morning. And I was like, we're going to stop for breakfast at 8 a.m. wherever we're at. We got to Mississippi. And I'm talking about a part of Mississippi that, like, might not even show up on a map. And I'm like, all right, let's, I guess, search for the closest thing. I found this place called Truck Stop Diner. And I was like, hey, that sounds good. It's legit... Like, it looks like an abandoned building with, like, two diesel pumps out front. And, like, you know, it's funny. We walk in. There's probably eight booths, four on this side, four on this side. And the four on the left side, on the like far side of the wall, are called the smoking section. And the other side of the wall is the non-smoking. It's the same room.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on one
side.
Well,
I mean, those used to be super popular back in the day.
Yeah, but it's not a smoking section. If like if you're there and I'm here and I'm smoking over here, you're still going to feel
it's
the
fucking... It's not like a closed-off area.
No.
Yeah.
And everybody in there besides us was smoking. And we ordered breakfast. It came on paper plates. The food wasn't bad. And the prices were like $5.99 for a big breakfast. And you got a, you know, a good amount. But I mean, there's this guy that was sitting there chain smoking while he was eating pancakes. Just like literally had a cigarette in his hand while he was with a fork eating pancakes. And I'm just like, that is animalistic.
That is a bit insane. Like, dude, eating and smoking at the same time. That's like, a little weird.
I don't mind eating in a diner that has a real smoking section that's like closed off. Dude, I'm not going to lie. Eating food while someone's smoking a cigarette right next to you is
you're not outside.
Great. It's not like, great. It's not great. Like, I don't usually mind the smell of cigarettes, but not when I'm eating fucking breakfast. Definitely not.
Sweet pancakes.
Like, just eating fucking pancakes, no syrup. I didn't see him put syrup on it one time. He's just fucking... it was kind of impressive, but it was definitely the shittiest place I've ever eaten at. And Cam, until she ate her food, was not happy with the selection. Because it was like that diner... Have you ever seen my cousin Vinny?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know that place they go and, like... And literally, like, on the menu, it says breakfast, lunch, dinner. And so they're like, all right, we'll get two breakfast. That's how this place was. Like, there was a couple breakfast items and then, you know, a lunch menu on the back that didn't start yet because it was 8. Dude, I'm not going to lie. I acted like everything was cool the whole time. I was just thinking, I hope we don't get fucking robbed while we're here. Because, like, the guy that was smoking and eating pancakes was eyeing fucking Cam like a guy would eye a... Like, deserted on a deserted island, like, eyes a fucking a beach ball. Like, that's what we're looking at here. So, yeah.
Fucking
dude, this guy smoked three... This guy smoked three cigarettes while I was there, probably. Back to back to back. And, like, it's because his food got there right after...
You're drinking coffee.
Oh, this guy...
Literally smoking cigarettes, drinking coffee.
This guy is literally fucking... Oh, he was... Yeah, he had coffee also. This guy... What the hell... This guy was, like, in his 50s, for sure. He had terrible skin. He looks like he's terrible skin. I'm guessing the rig out front was his. But, like, yeah, dude, Truck Stop Diner. Shout out to them. I'm surprised they had a credit card machine. I was afraid of that. That would have been bad. Them ending up having a credit card machine was great. They tried to get us to buy shirts.
They had shirts? That's surprising.
Not good ones either.
I mean, still.
It looks like somebody just brought it home from their fucking closet at home.
You want to buy a shirt?
Pretty much, yeah.
What fucking, first of all, what diner or restaurant, like, tries to get you to buy a shirt whenever it's just like, hey, we got a fucking shirt here?
Well, I can't imagine they get a lot of traffic considering where this place was.
I mean, yeah. You probably got this, I'm sure that old guy was there every fucking morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Yeah, this place was in Toothless, Mississippi. So, like, not a lot going on there. That wasn't the name of the... That wasn't the real name of the place.
Toothless, Mississippi.
Dude, there are parts of Mississippi, like... The poverty is insane. Like,
oh, yeah.
You've never even seen...
That's one of the, like, top...
I'm pretty sure it's the poorest state in the country, but, like, I think the country is beautiful. I think the country's beautiful part of it, Mississippi, but, like, it's... There's parts of Arkansas that are also super bad, dude.
Yeah.
Southwest Arkansas is fucking an eyesore.
I know.
Every building
from
is...
South.
Every... No, not Southwest. Southeast Arkansas. Every fucking building is made out of sheet metal. Even the town, like, council chambers or whatever, wherever those fucks like to hang out at.
Those fucks.
Dude, I literally remember going through a town. I was like, every single building here is made out of sheet metal. And then there was a tour that you could take on an old slave plantation that was there. And I was like, this is where we used to beat them.
Yeah, like, well, that's a weird fucking tour to give.
Yeah.
This is what we used to do.
Yeah, then you have, like, it's kind of like the slave interpreters or, like, impressionists, I guess, or what is it called? Whatever, you like, they dress up like them and pretend to be them, like, period piece pretend characters.
Your ass beat?
Yeah. I can't imagine telling people I paid to go on a tour to fucking slave plantation. What do I want to see? It's just a house where slaves had to work. There's nothing special. I do love those style houses. I do think those plantation style houses are fucking awesome. But I think I'd have to have one built now so I know that slavery wasn't done on it. I'd have to do that.
Could you build me a modern day slave house?
Can you build me a plantation house that looks like slaves were on it, but they actually weren't, so that people can't like come at me and be like, oh yeah, you bought a plantation, huh? I'm like, well, you know,
I actually made it.
Yeah. Modern day, start a new wave of people building plantation style houses just in Midtown Tulsa. You imagine fucking a porch that goes along the top all the way around. Just a huge fucking building. Just start putting those everywhere. That'd be great, dude. Oh, what a pass.
Yo, listen, Embiid is come back to play, and they are fucking... They were down by like 20 points earlier, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. It was 33 to 11 at one point. And that was when he was going in. That's why I was like, oh, he's out.
So did I.
No, these guys have been fighting back to get in this game. They're not going away quietly.
I'm telling you, in the Knicks, man, you just... The Knicks.
Oh, he's got his
ass. Oh, yeah, dude, he's fucking...
That's barbecue chicken. Who's this fucking Harvinstein?
Harvey Weinstein.
This fucking guy.
They're supposed to have a cold foul on them, fucking with each other, jerking each other off.
Well, there was wrong with that. That was deemed okay. No. Oh, my God. This is Philly's chance to take the fucking lead. Dude, look at that. That was a sick move. Oh, you thought, what is he just doing? He's just jumping up and down. That's not fucking defense. Anyway, everybody, I think that's going to do it for us on our hour here tonight. I think we're here in about an hour. Just, you know, first podcast back from the... after us moving, I'm sorry if it seemed a little scatterbrained. That's just kind of the state of affairs right now, especially for me. This guy's just fucking up. Get this white bitch out of here. I'm super scatterbrained. But, you know, we'll be back this Saturday. We'll have a brand new podcast out for you, and it's going to be a lot better than this one was, I hope. I'm just kidding. This is a great one. It's probably the best one we've ever done.
It might be the best. I don't know.
Trevor, you got anything?
I don't know. What is today? Thursday? Friday? Yep. Maybe, I might do a little It's Real to Me backlash preview with some predictions and shit. We got that coming up, so.
So why can't, are you going to be here by 1 to watch it, or are you off?
No, I have to work that day.
Dude, what is up with you working on Saturdays? Communist Russia?
Who took the lead.
Who fucking works on Saturday?
I know, it's bullshit.
It's like Communist Russia.
I don't think I should have to. I think they should make me not do that.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, yeah. Well, everybody, thank you guys for listening. We will see you guys in a couple days. And going forward, good night.